Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'm going to chat about using edible flowers. Flowers are a great way to add color to a green salad or add some flair to an ordinary dish. Many edible flowers also have potential health benefits. You can mix different edible flowers together. They can also be used in desserts or jellies. You can freeze small flowers into ice blocks and add them to summer drinks. Edible flowers can also be used for cake decorating, and you can use them fresh or as crystallized flowers. Some cautions concerning edible flowers include making sure that the flowers you are using are definitely edible. Some flowers are poisonous, so make sure you know which plant you have. Also, use flowers sparingly in dishes, as too much of a good thing can cause an upset stomach. Also, beware of allergies. Some flowers, like calendula or marigold, can cause a reaction. Test them by slowly introducing them to your diet. In addition, make sure that you use flowers that have been grown organically with no insecticides or chemicals that have been sprayed onto them. And lastly, check for pollinator insects inside the flower before you use them. I'll mention some well-known garden flowers that also happen to be edible. Hibiscus flowers are edible. You can eat them as is, fresh in salads or as a garnish. The large, colorful blooms can also be brewed into a tea. Hibiscus tea, which has a sour flavor, is said to have medicinal properties and may help reduce blood pressure and lower cholesterol. The rose, probably the most dearly loved flower all over the world, is also edible. So the darker the petal color, the more intense the flavor. You can add rose petals to desserts, ice cubes, or use it to make a rose petal tea or your own rose petal syrup that has a sweet to spicy flavor. There are also pansies and violas, which will be coming into season in autumn. The advantage of these edible flowers is their bright, bold colors and velvety texture. They have a mild green flower flavor and look amazing added to any dish. There are countless other flowers which are also edible, for example, the carnation, which has a mild nutmeg and clove flavor with a slight peppery taste. There are dianthus flowers, which are related, so they look like a smaller version of carnations. There are nasturtiums, with brightly colored red, yellow, or orange flowers. Nasturtiums have a peppery, slightly spicy flavor and are rich in minerals and antioxidants. There are also herb flowers which can be eaten. For example, lavender has an intense sweet flavor and can be used to make lavender biscuits. Rosemary, chives, thyme, basil, mint, and coriander are other herbs with edible flowers. Also, artichokes, broccoli, and cauliflower, which we eat as vegetables, are all actually the flowers of the plant. You may not have realized till now, but you've already had flowers on your dinner plate. That's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend.
Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.